Are you approaching your 50s or are you in your 50s and feeling stuck? Are you feeling like life is passing you by and wish someone would just come point you in the right direction? Welcome to the Path to Being 50 and Free show with Karen Timer. Your path to freedom starts now. Join Karen Timer on a journey where she explores with experts globally and empowers others to live a life of freedom. Karen will teach you how to claim your life back by covering topics around creating emotional and financial freedom. There is more to life than what you are living. Make a decision and start now.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the new episode of The Path to Being 50 and Free. I am your podcast host, Karen Timer. And I know if you're listening or watching this today, you are searching for something new. Maybe you're looking to feel a little healthier. Maybe you're feeling stuck and just not sure how to move forward. Or maybe you're looking for a new career or something. Who knows? But I know you are searching for something because that was me 5 years ago when I was searching for who I am and searching for something new in life because I felt stuck. So this is why I'm doing my podcast and I'm very excited here today. And if you're looking for to be inspired, this is another great place to be. So if you want to find out more information about me, you can check out my coaching programs on my website, 50 and free, spell it out, 50andfree.ca. Also too, we have this new app that I'm super excited about called KS Media Group. So you can download that in your app store, go under, set up your free account and go into directories and look up my name, Karen Timer, and you can find out all the exciting things that are going on with myself and all my new programs. And today, I am super excited to have my guest here, Trish Campbell. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Trish. So she is a healing and transformational coach, Reiki master teacher, who has made a shift from 20 years in the corporate world to entrepreneurship, supporting others in their own healing journey and individuals who are seeking change, but perhaps are feeling blocked or stuck, helping them remember who they came here to be. So, oh, and she's also a newly published author, which I'm so excited to read your book called, and this is her first book called Love Me, Awakening to Healing, Self-Love and Liberation. Trish, I am so excited to have you here today, and I'm so looking forward to learning more about you. So just quickly, well, not quickly, but I look forward to our conversation here. You know, we're taught in life, you know, most of us are raised to go to school, you know, you grow up, you go to university, get a job, or a career, have kids, get married, all of that. You know, you were in the corporate world. So I would love to hear more about how did you get out of, like, what got you out of the corporate world and what made you step out of the norm?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I love your show. I'm a fan. And I love how you framed up that question because that was literally my story of checking the boxes, go to school, go to university, get the degree, get married, have kids, buy the house, all in that order. And at some point, you know, I liked what I did, but I always felt this sense of not fitting in, like not being able to be. And I think a lot of people do that when you're working in the corporate world. We have to show up a certain way, have to be professional, you know, no walking in the door with blue hair and tattoos and earrings. So it's like we're shaving off parts of who we are. And a lot of times that's where our creativity lies. And then we're expected to perform to our best ability, and we're spending all of our day in that space. So we're constantly, I would say, suppressing who we are at our core, the core essence of who we are. So for myself, I gradually got to the point where, I mean, the decision was made for me, I'll be honest, but to leave the corporate world. And there was that piece, by all means, like I was feeling a sense of emptiness and I couldn't pinpoint it. And I was hearing all this noise around me, like everyone that in the same environment complaining about the same things, not wanting to be there, but nobody's really doing anything about it. And I thought at that point, I was like, I really want to just do something different and to make that choice to do something different and to help other people. People had naturally been coming to me for, like my peers had been coming to me for advice, for career advice, and for like, what should I do? Or I was helping people with their resumes and all this. So it kind of evolved into career coaching and then life coaching. And then, you know, just making that shift and helping people transition from doing the exact same thing I had just done. And then I found myself back in the corporate world again, because I just couldn't find stability in that. And right away I knew, okay, this was not good. Like, this isn't where I'm supposed to be. So I think for me, it was living to what society had expected of me, and not directly expected, but what we grow up thinking we have to do to be successful and to prove our worth. And so for me, it was kind of, you know, it's been this journey of unlearning all of that and then remembering that we come in with that worth already. We don't have to prove anything. We don't need to accomplish anything in order to prove we're worthy of living a life of happiness, of fulfillment, and all of that. So I don't know if that answers your question in a long way, but
yeah. No, but you know, like, were you afraid to go? You know, you knew that you weren't meant to be in the corporate world. You knew you were meant to, because I never was in the corporate world, but I never followed anything that we were supposed to be doing in life, right? Like, right. I never went to university. I never went to college. You know, I did okay in school, enough to get by. So I always kind of went outside the box. But, you know, so when you left the corporate world, like, were you afraid to kind of, you know, start something new, right? And go, oh my God, like, is this like, what am I doing, right?
Yeah.
What kind of fears did you have and how did you conquer that?
Definitely. I mean, I think what ends up happening is then we get in that space and it's all new territory and it's all unknown and it's uncertain. So of course the fears then creep in, because that's a perfect opportunity for us to then listen to those voices in our heads to get louder, the self-doubt. And then, oh, who am I to do this? I don't, like, you know, I don't have this degree. Or I don't have that. But again, that's society saying we have to jump through all these hoops to be able to make impact. And we don't. There's nothing that can give you the experience that life gives you. Like, you know, you can go to university, you can do all of those things. But for me, so it was like, yeah, there were times when I wanted to give up. And I essentially did that one time. I went back into the corporate world. But now I've come to realize that sometimes those little nudges inside of us that want something more, it's for a reason, because we come in here with a journey for our soul to take. And sometimes we kind of shut that out and say, I'm not listening to that, because I need to do this. I need to prove this. I need to, you know, do all these things like everybody else is doing. So it's like, we're all unique and we all shouldn't have the same path. So I've always been like where you said you were always outside the box. I was always one who is inside the box, but I felt stifled. I felt invisible and always trying to fit in there, but I knew I didn't fit. So eventually I gave up trying to fit. And, you know, it comes to a point when the pain of staying where you are is greater than the pain of moving into a new space. So that's, I guess, how I overcame the fear. I was like, I can't stay here anymore. I need to do this. So, yeah.
And you just knew, right? Like, you kind of just, you know, it's scary, but you kind of just know, like, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I need to go here. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to do it, because we always want to know the how, like, how's this, when's this, all that kind of stuff. So it's really hard to like, just go, I don't know how this is going to work, but really just take that leap of faith and go, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Right. So you do coaching, you do the Reiki, and I really want to know more about your book. I am so excited. Like, I can't wait to read it. And you really inspire me. because I've been saying to myself for a while now, I've been a co-author in a book, but I really want to write my own book, my journey through all of this healing and helping me move and get to where I'm at.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to write a book?
Well, I've always wanted to write a book. I remember being in high school and in my, I think, creative writing class. And I always doubted myself. My teacher, I remember getting average or below average in my writing. And so for me, I kind of listened to that and said, and didn't believe in my writing, didn't believe in it, but I always dreamt what it would be like to be a published author. But I thought that was for somebody else. So I kind of, went through life checking those boxes. And then, I came to an ending of a relationship a few years ago, and it really made me finally realize the patterns I was repeating in my life, and also what I started to question, why do I keep showing up this way? Why do I keep showing up this way in relationships, whether it's a romantic relationship or at work? I'm always constantly trying to shave off parts of myself in order to fit in, and in order to fit in somebody's life or into fit into the corporate space. And why am I doing that? And really, I could blame the other person and say, it's all on you, but it's not, there's two parts to that. And I really wanted to fix that I didn't want to keep making those same patterns in my life. I didn't want them to keep happening. So I went back and really took a hard look at my childhood, connecting all the dots of why I started showing up this way in my adult life. And it began when I was a child. And so really looking at the hard truths of who I am and why, how I got here. And then through that, discovering love for myself, cultivating love, finding, remembering who I am, because I was checking everybody else's box, but my own. So, and it's that was the huge realization that I had when I had that ending of a relationship, and I wanted to go back and explore it and again really heal my wounds and just become more whole through that process. And that's what Love Me is about. It's about returning to self. It's about finding self-love, going through the process of feeling the grief of a loss, and then uncovering all of that. Unlearning is a big part of that. Unlearning societal conditioning and just how we're raised and all of the things we think we have to do, we're supposed to do, and letting go of that. And I want to touch back on tie that back into making the shift from the corporate world to, becoming an entrepreneur, and that kind of, unsettled feeling, or, it can be a scary feeling at first, but we don't making that choice, was probably one of the most freeing things I did, because I realized I was living that life in order to keep up with the things I needed to have in my life that society said I needed, this materialist based system that we live in, that I have to have all of, X, Y, and Z in order to be successful and happy, when really that's defined within us. It's not defined outside of us. So my life looks a lot different than it did back then. I was filling it up with stuff because I was empty, and now I don't need all that stuff. So that's one thing that has really shifted with me, is finding, really connecting with myself rather than looking externally for that connection. Because I think that's the foundation for all of our relationships, is loving ourselves first.
And it's funny because, we can say a lot in here. This is what I'm learning. Because I've been on a let's go find Karen journey and a healing journey for the last really 4 or 5 years, right? And I'm still working on, you can say a lot of things in here. Yeah, I love myself, but yet you look in the mirror and you go, oh, I feel ugly today. Oh, look at my hair, or maybe I feel fat, or oh my God, I'm getting cellulite, or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's not self-love, right? So it's I think, and this is the journey I'm on right now, it's really I really want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to shut down those emotions, and I can relate to patterns in your life, because that's what got me on this journey, is because I wanted to let go of some of the patterns I was having, right? And right now I realize for me that it's okay, I really, I've been working on feel the feelings, right?
Yes.
Because we've been taught to shut that down growing up, right? Mm-hmm. Don't cry, be a big girl, be a big boy, whatever it is, right? Shut down those tears. You don't have anything to be angry about. So, and I don't think we're taught, not everybody, but I know for me, like we weren't taught self-love
mm-hmm.
growing up, right? So, yes. And now for me, it's like, okay, what does that feel like? Okay, yes, I can say in my head, yeah, I love myself, you know, and this and that, but I want to know, what does that feel like inside? And I feel that's the journey I'm on right now, is I just really want to feel that deep, like, what does that feel like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, that's the thing too. I was in that place too, of like kind of trying to convince myself I loved myself, you go through all those, that negative thought spiral in your mind about, oh, this isn't good. I need to lose a few pounds or whatever. But it's like, we don't need to do anything. We just, we are who we are. We can't, you know, our soul isn't judging us for any of that, because that's not why we're here. We're not here to look a certain way or act a certain way. We're here to just be and let that journey unfold and to build connection with ourselves. And it's not just about ourselves, but it's ultimately when we do that, then every other relationship we have is, you know, benefits from that. And it's, I mean, you made such a good point that none of this is like taught in school, or, you know, it's not emphasized in our upbringing. I think it is becoming more and more as we, more and more people are awakening to maybe some of the ways that we've been existing or living, not really living, existing, haven't been the most beneficial, like to be sustainable in our lives. And now here we are, like we're in our 50s and now choosing this path for ourselves, which is so freeing. And I love like the 50 and free, because 50 is freedom. And, you know, I wouldn't change this time in my life for anything. It's like, I, you know, with all the wisdom, everything I've learned, and it really is freeing just to be who you are and to not need anybody else's approval or anybody else to understand what your journey is. So
it's so true. It's so true. And that's, you know, for me, when I turned 50, it was like, okay, this is how the first part of my life looked like. Cause I felt just stuck. And I was like, okay, how do I want to live the second part?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's when I went on this journey and of let's go find Karen, right? And healing the old wounds and learning so much about what it is to be me and what's important to me and learning about flow and trusting and you know, and just trusting in the universe, trusting in myself, you know, attracting those people like yourself in life, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff, right? So it's the journey. And I have to say, this whole time has really taught me to be present mm-hmm. and enjoy every day.
Yeah.
We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't even know what 10 minutes is going to bring.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And that is so true, that being present. And part of, you know, my journey has been to build that home inside of me. So no matter where I am, I'm always at home. I spent my life building my home in other people, in other places, in other things. And now I've built that within myself. So the times, you know, everything has changed so much, like in these last couple of years, and it's continuing to. And you mentioned the word healing, and that is like, that is the key, I think, that is right out there, like at the forefront right now, because if we're not doing that healing work, it's going to probably be a challenge to keep moving into this space, because we need that connection. We need ourselves to be healed, to feel those feelings and then release them, like you said, because like our bodies can only hold so much, and then it's going to come out in other ways, in other, you know, illness or whatever. And so that is like another big piece of this. And what I share in my book is about building that home inside of me, because I think we're taught from such a young age that everything we need is outside of us, but really everything we need is inside of us. So that's how you and I come into the picture with the coaching work we do and helping others, is helping people, you know, find that within themselves. Cause sometimes we can't see that ourselves. And even, I don't know about you, but I, you know, as a coach, I have coaches. I have people who help. I mean, we have our group, our KS Media group, that we have those people that we're building that community for each other. But it's so important to find your people in that way, like we have.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, at the end of the day, what I'm really learning, I know like this, I go to a retreat quite often, and you know, there's two shamans who run this retreat, and they've been a huge part of my healing journey. And they used to always say, you know, we're all here to walk each other home. And I never understood that, only like except up to like the last year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it dawned on me. It's like, oh my God, we really are here to help each other, to be in service to one another, to help each other bring ourselves back home.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And by doing these podcasts and, you know, having groups like us, the KS Media Group and all that, it just really are. We are helping each other on so many different levels. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So, question. So, because I want to hear, you wanted to share a poem at one point. So yeah. But I want to ask you a question. This is a question that I like to ask my guests. What does freedom mean to you?
Freedom, what does it mean to me? Being able to just let go of attachment of any outcome of anything that, and just trust. And I'm practicing that lately, letting go of having things to be a certain way. Just, and being who I am, like I said before, and not needing anybody to understand my journey, what I'm doing. And just being able to make choices that are rooted from a place of that home inside and loving myself and building that connection. I think that's, yeah, just, and yeah, not worrying about what other people think or expectations and all of that. That's part of this story, but that's something I've let go of, is the expectation and having to have people understand that one. I'm still working on, but you know, it's always a work in progress. So
yeah.
becoming free is a journey too. Yeah.
It's so true. Right? And this is, I think, why we're here. Right. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier, it is about the journey. It's about, like me, I want to teach people how to have fun again.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Like I'm hearing more and more people and they've lost that joy in life. And, you know, and I really want to help people bring that joy back, find that freedom, right?
Yeah.
That we're all searching for. Cause at the end of the day, we all want peace. We all want life to be easier. We all want, well, we're guessing anyway, right? That, we're all looking for some type of freedom in our life, right?
Yeah.
Whatever
that's
that
the
is.
Ultimate, yeah. That's the ultimate happiness, is having that freedom, I think. And success, and you know, all fulfillment is being in a place of freedom within yourself and peace. Yeah, exactly.
I did a year of every year I make, instead of a resolution, I do, you brought up success, which just kind of reminded me of something that every year I don't do resolutions, right?
Okay.
Because I always sucked at resolutions, right? So I'm like, yeah, I'll do this, and then of course I don't. So what I discovered to do, what I started doing was doing a theme, and one of my themes was around success.
Yeah.
Success could be anything, like, oh, I cleaned up my apartment today, or I washed my car, or whatever, right? So anyway, I'm excited.
It's all
about
relative, that. Yeah.
It is all relative, right? Success could be anything.
Yeah.
But, okay, we have a couple of minutes left. So, and I know I really want to hear your poem that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like you and I could probably talk a long time. So
we could. We keep going on and on. And this is, I'm only going to read part, because this is probably the longest poem in my book. It's 3.5 pages, but it's called, the poem itself is called Freedom to Be. So I thought it was perfect.
Perfect.
So I'll just read a section of it.
Yeah.
Let me just get it here. Sometimes just being free to be who we truly are, to do what we love, literally saves our life. Multiple narratives competing for a place in our mind and body, competing for space in our being, a constant bidding war. Traumatic experiences, our wounds, others' expectations, rejection of our authentic selves. Our worth, more often than not, outbid to feel love and acceptance. When we are not free to be who we are, we broker a deal with spirit, sacrificing our inherent being at the energetic expense of crafting a somebody. who feels accepted and loved. We're not enough. Now we're too much. We're rarely ever just right. But that isn't who we are anyway. So that's just a little portion of that, because I know we only have a little bit of time, but...
That gives me goosebumps. I love it. Oh, thank you, Trish. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for sharing that. Now, how does one find you?
You can find me. The easiest place to find me is on the KS Media Group app. I would suggest you download it if you haven't already in your App Store, Google Play Store. And you can find me in the influencers directory and connect with me there. That's the easiest way. That's where I operate from these days. And yeah. And my website is invibe.ca as well. So yeah. And right now this is up for pre-sale on my website. You connect through the app or my website. And I have a special discount code for the pre-sale too. Love Me, Awakening to Healing Self-Love and Liberation. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. And stay tuned. Everybody stay on the line here, right? So then they can watch your interview on your podcast.
On the shift.
On the shift. Yes. So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
So
we have a special guest.
Thank you, Trish. I really enjoyed our conversation. As always, you're a big part of my life and my journey. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you.
So grateful.
Thanks for tuning in to the Path to Being 50 and Free show with your host, Karen Timer, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join her next time to continue learning new ways to claim your life of joy and stop letting life pass you by. Your path to freedom starts here. To work with Karen, visit 50andfree.ca. That's FIFTYANDFREE.ca. Make a decision and start now.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.